probably these folks from Zwickau, which is a city in further south in Germany from Wittenberg, were inspired by their pastor at Zwickau, a man named Thomas Münzer, who was also preaching violence, also spoke as someone who was inspired by the Spirit, who didn't need the Bible. He was a prophet who preached apocalyptic hopes of the destruction of the wicked and the elect starting a new community in peace after a violent apocalypse. Well, when people like that claimed that the Spirit spoke within them, Luther answered, well, yeah, it's the spirit of murder and of rebellion. Luther was always opposed to this spirit. He said to Münzer, it's like you're going to go from breaking images to killing people. And so it goes. It actually happened that way with Münzer. He ended up leading an army and getting killed and getting a lot of other people killed. But even so, look at how Luther attacks Münzer. He attacks Münzer's spirit, the spirit of rebellion. Typically, Luther will attack people's spirit, right? The spirit that leads to their writings. He picks up this notion of, oh, the spirit speaks to me. And Luther says, sure, there's a spirit speaking to you. I wonder which spirit it is. Certainly doesn't seem like the Holy Spirit, more like the spirit of murder and rebellion. So he attacks doctrines and spirits that are speaking in his opponents, not their persons. He doesn't talk about their morality. He doesn't talk about their personal life. He talks about the spirit that speaks through them. And that will be typical of Luther's approach to his enemies. And now we get, at this point, this key division in the Reformation between the magisterial Reformation, the Lutheran and Reformed Reformations, which rely on the magistrate, the civil authority, whether the prince in Luther's place or the town council in Switzerland, versus those who speak for the Spirit and typically without institutional authority. Right? The people who speak for the Spirit, apart from the Word, are going to be anti-institutional. They're not going to rely on princes and magistrates. Whereas the magisterial Reformation, the Reformation that says the Word comes first and the Spirit never comes without the Word, will be relying on the civil magistrate, on the prince, and on the town council, if you're in Switzerland. So this spectrum begins to emerge, a kind of right-left spectrum. Roman Catholics are on the right, with a real adherence to an external institution. And on the left, there's the more spiritual folks, who put the Spirit before the Word, and who don't really have any kind of alliance with legitimate authority, and maybe, in fact, threatening legitimate authority with a violent revolution. And in the middle, there's the magisterial Reformation, the Lutherans and the Reformed, as they're called, the people from Switzerland, who are making an alliance between church and state, where the state or the magistrate helps out in the work of the Reformation. Now, that alliance between the Reformation of the magisterial Reformation, the Lutheran and Reformed Reformation, and the princes was cemented in the Great Peasant War of 1524 and 1525, a couple of years later. This is just a momentous event. It's the largest peasant rebellion in German history. It was a huge thing. It sent shockwaves everywhere. It starts when peasants are getting fed up with the way that lords and other feudal masters are encroaching on their ancient rights and closing the common fields, doing all sorts of things that the peasants recognize are going to cause them hardship. So the ultimate causes of the peasant rebellion are probably socioeconomic. The peasants are worried that these lords are grabbing for too much, and they want to defend their rights. So they pick up arms. They take up axes and cudgels and swords if they can get them. They are an armed group, and they're wandering through the countryside. And it's not yet a war. For several months, you have armed bands of peasants acting like sort of a pickup army, but they're not yet fighting a war. They're going from castle to castle trying to extort some concessions from their feudal lords. And several of them, well, there's various ways that these peasant groups go. Some of them end up being led by Thomas Münzer, the apocalyptic prophet. And he has them attacking cities, and he leads them into a disastrous battle where they lose and are slaughtered. A different group further south felt more in tune with Luther. And they published a fascinating document called the 12 Articles.